Friday again with all the usual repercussions, among the best of which is it's the day we ask our culture file guests to tell us about some of the things they've been enjoying. And this time it's the turn of the cellist-filmmaker duo behind the film Living the Tradition, Ilse Desire and Martin Roos, to share with us their culture file likes.
I'm Martin Roos. I'm a filmmaker. So I've been reading an anthology called Life Beyond Us, which is a mix of science fiction stories. Each story is a different author. There's 20 or 30 different stories. They're quite short. And then each story is followed by a short essay by a scientist who then talks about the topic in the story from a scientific viewpoint. I mean, I'm a scientist as well as my background. So, and that's been a really interesting experience. So it's called Life Beyond Us.
So I'm Ilse Desire. Some music I've been listening to lately has been a lot of 20s jazz music and baritone saxophone music and Leo Parker. Just listening to the different way that the sound of the instrument could be put onto the cello, so I'm always exploring different styles. I love listening to the Waking Up and Making Sense podcast of Sam Harris, because he talks a lot about the scientific look at meditation and mindfulness, and I think there's nothing better in life is to try and discover how to be in the present and as authentic as you can.
It is a matter of being lost in thought.
All the time.
It's a matter of thinking without knowing that you're thinking. And what mindfulness does, and really any technique of meditation ultimately should do, is teach you to break the spell of being lost in thought and to notice a thought as a thought. I mean, the
food I've been really enjoying lately is the just putting a whole lot of veggies in a pan and nuts in and lovely spices and having lots of vegetables. So I'm staying down at Inch Hideaway in East Cork, and it's just such a beautiful place with yurts and caravan. Having been staying in a mobile home at the moment for the last month, I'm sort of semi-permanent in this mobile home. It's sort of hard to make anything more, and you just put everything in one big dish and it's delicious, and using local ingredients and things from the garden and things from local people make, like Nico's Rahu, which is peanuts and chili sort of sauce, and then he has a tomato and star anise sauce. In the East Cork area, there's so much good food around this area.
So I'm a tea aficionado, and I get, you know, my tea from Japan, mostly straight from Japan or straight from China through students that I work with here. So it has to be good tea, really, really good tea. So one of the teas that has been very popular, but that not many people know how to make properly, is matcha. When you prepare matcha, you take a bowl. You heat up the bowl with hot water, you have a whisk, you heat up the whisk with hot water, then you put some matcha in, then you put some cold water in, and then you first, a little bit, and then with the whisk you very slowly mix the powder, the matcha powder tea, you dissolve in the water. That moment, because the bowl is still warm from the hot water you had poured in before, the matcha is releasing and it's a very intense aroma, and that is already a big part of drinking that tea, is like smelling that aroma. It's just amazing.
The likes of Ilse Desire and Martin Ruse there, and you can see their film Living the Tradition tomorrow at Nuns Island in Galway as part of the Cellissimo Festival, which climaxes tomorrow evening with the Mass Cellissimo Spectacular at 7 p.m. in Leisureland. Coming up tomorrow evening in the Culture File Weekly, Ilse will be back to tell us about finding a place for the cello in Irish traditional music, composer Sean Clancy on the political power of collaborative music, and how tanks, drones and helicopters invaded the traditional art of the Afghan rug. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, this and every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM, and whenever you want it by podcast.